again with the yum.
I can't help it.
Welcome back, my friends. That was Chef Amanda with her traditional yum. It's after all, it is the holidays, and we just had the turkey.
We need five more.
I know. I mean, oh man, I'll tell you, that was outstanding. Artie loved it. Everybody loved it.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's histoire. But anyway, we had something to go along with it, which I thought, honestly, I thought my relish, my cranberry relish was the best. I hate you. Chef Amanda, I hate you.
Nope. It's, you know what it is? It's made, okay, when someone else cooks with love for you, it always tastes better. So if you made yours for me, it would be the best I ever had. And if I make mine for you, it's the best you've ever had.
Yes, but by any standard measure of culinary, that was the best I ever had.
Fantastic. Yeah, we also were able to let it sit overnight. So
yeah,
all those
see,
yummy flavors got
I mean, the
combined.
Most it sits is 2 hours.
Right. And this is more of a savory cranberry than a like a sweet cranberry. Mm-hmm. It's got cinnamon in it. It has orange zest, which you like.
Yes.
It's also got cranberry juice in it as
cranberry
well as
juice.
Fresh cranberries.
See, now I used orange juice in mine. I thought that was a cat's meow.
Yeah, yeah.
But
cranberry juice, some sugar,
okay,
some fresh ginger, some, and then some cinnamon, and then the orange zest. And you cook it in a saucepan and bring it to a boil, and then just let it reduce. And or you can also do an immersion blender if you want to make it smoother. I like a chunky sauce. I like to see the cranberries. So this is kind of chunky, but
and
it's
that's
not
just
as
one
sweet.
Package of cranberries.
Yes.
And the recipe, of course, will be found
on the website. Yep.
And you'll be able to get this recipe and try it. I highly suggest you try it. Now, I've tried other variations.
Yeah.
Things that people have added, like they'll add pecans.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually had people add marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw you something that was mighty tasty a minute ago.
Yeah. Candied bacon.
Oh, my goodness.
Have you
goodness.
Tried it?
I did. I took a little sneak. It's tasty.
But candied bacon or regular chopped bacon.
Yep.
Because it gives it a different texture, but
got
it also...
Got the sweet and the salty?
That's the sweet and salty.
And, of course, the flavor of bacon.
Yeah. Bacon.
Yeah.
As I eat bacon.
Yeah, I mean, she's over there munching on the... on the candied bacon, and we're over here eating on the regular bacon.
We could maybe do, like, candied bacon, like a side dish. No, just, like, strips of candied bacon with, like, cranberry relish over the top of it.
See, I think that would be fantastic.
A
once again,
crown.
What are some of the – have you heard of anything interesting or weird that people have put in cranberries that you've
– weird or interesting?
Either or.
Well, I think that interesting is the ginger that's in this, because that's not something that you see.
No, that's the first I've ever had the ginger, and the ginger was absolutely outstanding. Mm-hmm. And it's not overpowering, so you got to be careful. Follow the measurements, because people go, oh, you know, I'll just add a little more of this, a little more of that. No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stick with the recipe originally.
Yeah.
Sample, then try. Now, your cranberries, you make them the day before?
This was made the day before to let all of the flavors mix together. It's kind of like soup tasting better the next day.
Yeah.
Sauce is tasting better the next day. And I think that it, you know, again, the zest of the orange and the cinnamon, I think it adds a nice flavor.
So once again, run down the recipe.
Okay, so it's 1.5 cups of sugar, 1/2 cup of cranberry juice, 1/2 to 3/4 teaspoon of grated ginger, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Or you could put a stick in if you like. Just wanted to cook a stick in there. And then 1 16-ounce bag of cranberries, and then the zest of 1 orange. But only get the orange part. Don't get into the white part.
The pithy part.
Yep, exactly.
I've had people that said, yeah, I zested the orange.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't.
And, you know, when you cook it, it's going to foam, and you want to kind of skim that foam off as you go.
Oh, okay. That's a good tip. Now, how do you know when you're at the right consistency? Is there a time frame, a temperature that you're cooking it at, or?
I don't think so.
Kind of a sight thing?
Well, you want to mix your liquid, like your sugar first with your cranberry juice, and then add your cranberries last once it comes to a boil. And then they kind of, I do it to when they start to pop. Like you can kind of tell, kind of like tomatoes bursting.
Yes.
Kind of the same thing. So you're adding.
So once they start to pop, take it off because it's still going to residual
exactly,
cook.
Exactly. You're going to remove it from the heat and then just let it go. It's going to be really nice.
Wow, it really is. Now, some of the other things. So back to what other things you've seen people put in cranberries besides ginger. Is there anything, Taylor, anything you've seen people put in cranberries that.
Apples.
Yeah. I see
people like apples.
Oranges.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
And marshmallows.
Yeah, the marshmallows really freak me out. Yeah.
I cannot get behind that.
Yeah.
Not the marshmallows.
Mm-mm. Now, no, the oranges, I love marshmallows, just not with anything other than graham crackers and chocolate.
Yeah, basically people, those little marshmallows, mm-hmm. I call them cocktail marshmallows.
Mm-hmm. The mini mellows.
Yeah, the mini mellows. They, but I guess it's all personal taste. It's like everything else, you know. You don't know until you try it.
My grandmother would put caramel. She would, like, actual melt caramels and, like, do that over. But she served it. She served it on the side. But she got it from the jar, okay, like the uh-huh. can. Yeah. And she would slice it. And then she would melt a couple of those little candies, like the caramels mm-hmm. that, from her candy dish. And then she would drizzle it over it. And then she'd put pecans on top. And that was really tasty. We like
now,
that as
well. I would think that would be interesting if you were serving your cranberries at the table. Have a little dish of melted caramel. Mm. And just drizzle. Mm-hmm. Because I love the bacon idea. Mm-hmm. I love the bacon idea. Mm-hmm. I think, but see, these are all things that we try to share with you here on Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs, because we don't just give you a recipe. We don't bedazzle you with weird videos. We talk it through. We give you ideas.
Yeah.
We give you concepts, things. Take these ideas and run with them. Try them.
And, you know, you were saying earlier about follow the recipe.
Yes.
I'm going to give a quick recipe tip about recipes.
Okay.
The first thing is, whenever you're doing a new recipe, or even a recipe that you've done before, make sure that you read through the recipe all the way from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. That way you know what you're getting into. That way, if for example, you go to make the turkey and you didn't know there was a brine and you had to do it for 24 hours, then you're stuck. You're like, what am I going to do now? So make sure that you have all of the ingredients, that you read the process through, so that if anything is unusual, if you
great
go from
tip.
Direct to indirect heat for any reason, that you're prepared, that you've got gloves, that you've got whatever you need out there to take everything on and off the egg or to change cooking methods or whatever. For example, about the foam, that's also another important point. And about this cranberry sauce, this relish can be, it can keep up to 3 months, actually.
Oh, wow.
You can also freeze it. So if you want to put
it in
a container afterwards mm-hmm. and freeze it, you can
do that. Have you tried freezing it?
I have not. Well, there's not usually any left. but yes, you can
totally
do it.
See, I can't imagine any of it left because, now here's the funny thing. I've had people tell me they can't stand cranberries.
Mm. Yeah.
Can't stand them. But when I made it with the orange juice and the brown sugar and everything else, if they liked what I did, they would go. If you've got an anti-cranberry person mm-hmm. in your house, then what you need to do is you need to make this recipe, because I think you will find that even anti-cranberry people will love this recipe.
I'm going to do the same thing for you with Brussels sprouts later
no.
on. No. You're saying anti. But, okay, so on one quick more note about, you talked about the next day and things being great the next day. Mm-hmm. One of my very favorite sandwiches in the world is leftover turkey, and we like the breast, as I said, so I like the white meat, on either a grilled bagel or like some kind of flatbread with cream cheese and then cranberry sauce and then turkey. That's a really, really good sandwich. The cranberry sauce and the cream cheese go really well together. Yep. And with the turkey, it's really tasty. I know. I know that one eyebrow's going up. But again,
also,
you never know.
Also, you were talking about something during the break that you like to eat. That absolutely sounded repulsive. And that was what?
Brussels sprouts?
No. That's obviously
what
repulsive.
Else? What else did I?
Cold.
Mac. Oh, cold macaroni and cheese? Yo, what's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with... Now, Kevin, I bet there are things in your refrigerator that you go in at night when you go down in the middle of the night to get that proverbial glass of milk, and you grab a fork, or not even a fork, your fingers, and you're sticking your fingers and grabbing a little bite of something that just knocked you out at dinner.
That's me with cold Chinese food.
See? Oh,
cold Chinese? Well, you people are absolutely sick.
Well, you have
sick.
To think of it this way. We're chefs.
Yeah.
We're at work late. We get home. It's midnight. We're starving. Uh-huh. We fed a whole crowd, and you know, sometimes we
well, listen, another
to
thing, too, and our engineer brought this up. Great point. When you print out recipes, make notes as you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to say, well, I remembered I didn't like that, mm-hmm. and you won't write it down. It's
right.
like when I take recipes, I'll look at recipes. I'll probably look at 15 to 20 recipes a week, mm-hmm. every week. Mm-hmm. And out of that, I may choose two or three, mm-hmm. and I'll print those. Mm-hmm. But then I'll go through and say, well, this is what I would change here, and mm-hmm. this is what I would change there, and I change it.
And see, that's how, like you said, try this recipe, make it your own. That's how you make it your own. It's going, you know, it needs a little something. What does it need? And then you add whatever your palate likes, or keep it the same, whatever
your preference. I've done enough of these things over 17 years where I now know I can look at a recipe and say, you know, that works for me. But I know in order for it to work for me, I need to do this, 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 and this. It may be two or three subtles, but where I always made the mistake, I never wrote it down.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then a year later, I'd get that recipe, I'd pull it out, and I'd go, what did I say? So now I write it down, go on the web and add it immediately. Because if I don't, I won't, and then I'm going to have a disaster. So that's another great tip for you who are wondering what to do. And these holiday seasons. Now, another thing I do with the turkey is I take butter and I melt it, and I add my Cajun spice.
Oh, yeah.
And then I add a little more garlic, because I love garlic. And then I add a little chicken stock.
Yeah.
And I get that all together, and I take a massive syringe. And I'll go through about 10 to 15 syringefuls into that bird. I mean, that bird is so... It's just drooling everywhere. It's just holes everywhere. Then I put a little olive oil on it, wipe it down real good. And then I take the Cajun rub, cover the top of it, throw it on the egg.
Sounds
$3.50
amazing.
For about, and I could buy the cheapest doggone turkey there is. Right now, I think Kroger leads away, 59 cents a pound. And that is the best turkey. And people think it's some super deluxe butterball. And it doesn't take but more than 5 extra minutes to do that.
Also, in cooking turkeys, something to be aware of is fresh versus frozen. The cook times are totally different.
Yes.
If you get a fresh bird, it's going to cook fairly quickly, sometimes up to like, you know, a couple of hours, versus one of the frozen birds, which is going to take much longer. So please plan accordingly based on where you want to get
your telling bird. You, my friends, we are full of it here on our Thanksgiving edition of Chef
talking
and the Fat
Turkey.
Man of Blue Collar Chef. We're talking turkey, and we just relished the last recipe. Food, fun, and celebrating good life. Chef and a Fat Man live from La Cordon Green. We got it. One more episode coming up. And when we do, you will love it.